This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvick. We're joined on the phone today by Rod Wallace. He's with the Coalition for Grain Fiber. And Rod, you were sharing that you're going to be hosting an event here in Lincoln, Nebraska next week. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit more about the work that you do with the Coalition.
You bet, Alex. Thanks a lot for having me on. I'm excited to talk about the Coalition for Grain Fiber. Our aim is to make wheat even more healthy for consumers and financially attractive for farmers. And we're doing that by using wheat to help fight heart disease and type 2 diabetes. You may know that wheat is already the source of more food in the American diet than anything else. But you may not know that it's also the source of more dietary fiber than anything else in the American diet, like a third of the total. And that's really important, because the more dietary fiber that we take in, the lower our risk of heart disease and diabetes type 2. And so by optimizing that level of dietary fiber in commodity wheat, we can reach those goals of increasing the value of the wheat and the attractiveness for farmers. We've been working really closely with the Nebraska Wheat Board, which has been really central to take a cool concept like that and get the real hands-on experts in the science, in the business side, in the economics of this, to take that and bring it really, really pragmatic. You know, we've been collaborating with the Nebraska Food for Health Center at the University of Nebraska, and they brought in scientists from the University of Nebraska Lincoln and the University of Nebraska Medical Center to, you know, look and make sure, how does this wheat perform in a farm, in a bakery? What happens when we actually eat those really yummy baked goods in terms of our health? The economics of this, making sure this actually works. The event that you mentioned is going to be really cool. That next Thursday, November 7th, we are going to be joined by a group of 75 experts in farms and farming and public health. And they're going to come together and really dig in for like a whole day into the science behind what we're doing and the business models to make sure that we have a really solid, pragmatic path forward.
You addressed the answer to this question very briefly, I think, is maybe what you were alluding to, but I'd love you to expand on it more. How do you know that this type of wheat is going to work for producers across Nebraska?
Yeah, love that question. And this is part of the insight of the Nebraska Wheat Board, in which they've really focused us on being really crazy pragmatic and actionable and really focused on things that will work in the real world. And the insight came from one of the scientists on the team when he took 150 different commercial wheat varietals that, and you know, if they're already commercial wheat varietals, that they already have pretty good yield. They have working in a real commercial bakery, and he tested what is the level of dietary fiber in those 150 different types of wheat. And he found, lo and behold, some of them have high levels of fiber and some of them have lower levels of fiber. And so the basic core concept of what we're doing is taking, you know, mommy wheat and daddy wheat with high levels of fiber, and you get baby wheat with high yield that have high quality baked goods. And they also have higher levels of dietary fiber.
Awesome. Great insight. Well, let's talk more about this Wheat Fiber for Rural Wealth and Health Roundtable that's taking place, like you mentioned, next Thursday. What else is important to mention on that topic that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
I think it's really exciting that the president of the University of Nebraska, Jeff Gold, will be introducing the day, starting us off with a whole bunch of energy. We'll have Roy Shanneman from the Nebraska Wheat Board. We'll have wheat farmers from across the United States. We'll have input from the National Association of Wheat Growers to ensure that we understand all the policy implications, that we understand the business implications. We'll have folks from the Nebraska state government in the Department of Agriculture and Department of Health and Human Services that are there to make sure that they understand what we're talking about. It really is a day to bring together a lot of really smart, experienced people to make sure that the plans that we're making, that they get their insights incorporated into what the path forward, and to make sure that any concerns that they may have, that we're taking the right steps to make things actually happen.
Very exciting. Well, it sounds like a conference one of its kind, and we are excited for that to take place here in Lincoln. So until you land your plane here in Lincoln, we appreciate the time.
Likewise. It's great to talk with you.
And our guest today, Dr. Rod Wallace, he's the founding president of the Coalition for Grain Fiber, joining us. Again, he'll be one of the keynote speakers, actually, at this year's Wheat Fiber for Rural Wealth and Health Roundtable that's taking place next Thursday in Lincoln. I'm Alex Makavica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This is the Rural Radio Network.